Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anywhere again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the Million Dollar
Jeopardy. Hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
At least 20 years ago. Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us something. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But please. Really,
once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly,
here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you are. You said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a teddy chip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real, I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So,
correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
Now check this out. We're gonna go into the first set of music. I got
the Booyah Tribe. I know y'all don't know.
Y'all don't know.
Oh, I'm totally confused, but
Booyah Tribe, and they do hip hop.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, will I get a chance to promote my soon to be number one hit single? I'm in your head, bitch.
I'm
so far away from the mic.
Beat. Yeah, you get to do that.
Cool.
Right now, we're gonna listen to the Booyah Tribe. It's called A Beautiful Thing on ATAZP. Recorded
live.
Yeah. I see young man. See the OG side. I see little CK, BG side dog. Sit on the bum. This all us. I'll be the first to say on a day like this. It's a beautiful thing to be alive and blessed. See the family together with the closest of friends. Doing what families do on a special occasion. We add here, spread love, be that course and way. So tip them cups and give thanks for this day. I see the kids playing, all the grills on smoke. And the G's sipping hand, young G telling jokes. I'm loving this, breaking bread with my gangsters and bloods. And I wouldn't change it for shit. The homie pot, cause I love my hood like I love myself, and it ain't no good unless I express myself. So let it be the open arm tour from the G's to the homies that ain't here, young gangsters and babies. I love y'all. I hope shit don't change, cause this happy feeling be a beautiful thing.
I wish you was my homie. Stop trying to fool me, cause you my G and I know. To BB, to the city you can't reach, Boston, California, where we practice what we preach, still active on the streets, homie, just ask your G's in, y'all best believe we finna blow like some piccolos, never break, stride, dog, just break, wide, avoiding all these haters, claiming the same side as I really don't give a damn where y'all from, but I guarantee y'all tripled up, we'll have your ass taped up, but hold up, wait, first we got to blaze up and think this through, can't afford mistakes, got too much to lose, y'all niggas got me confused, never said I wasn't down, but dog, I ain't a fool, ain't trying to make collect calls, behind the walls, using the AC to dry my socks and drawers, cause in the end, it's all about the time you spend with your kids, make them believe it's a beautiful thing.
I love my homies anyway, even when they could.
I pop that lock on my door, get out and stroll with the fresh brown Romeos down my block to cop another cup. Take hits to the head, telling your world I'm fucked up. Another YG getting corded in, gets roughed up. And no police is rolling by trying to cuff us up. But it's like that where we from, and where we from be like that. This everyday living, another gathering on Thanksgiving. Roosters come together on this lovely evening, and I'm proudly here representing your death commitment. Your tribe till I die in a all burgundy Bentley. It's a beautiful music flowing, three part harmony blowing, and you can tell that they church going. What you think, gangster? I'm knowing.
I wish you was my homie. Stop trying to call me, cause you my G and I know.
Oh.
positive energy. Reach to the higher levels. My mind is sending me from the streets to the suburbs, back to the project. East Coast, West Coast, that beef is nonsense. Regardless, while we hating where they located, our people dug underground so we could escape it. Women like Tubman, she probably turning her grave if she could see the inner wars and how our people behave. Worse off than the slave in the everyday hood. Wrong coast, get shot, think that shit is all good. What's next? Hang your brother like we live in Rosewood. I guess, to this day, some blacks never understood. Same blood, same team, same love, same cream, same skin, same melanin, same dream. Feel me, I'm just black mist, loyal to my theme. The verbal instrument, here to set the mind free. Who am I? Call me Betty Shabazz. I raise kids, so Malcolm X name could last. Who am I? Mrs. Shirley Chisholm. Female politician, bring the world more wisdom, yeah. Who am I? Angela Davis. The Black Panther militant with the weapons to save us. Who am I? Asada Shakur. I exiled the U.S. They say I broke the law. Who is the black M.I.? Double that, Sister Miss Vocalist, straight out the B.X. Who is the black M.I.? Double that, drop jewels, break rules for the mic.
Title right now, it's gonna be Thick Thighs.
How y'all get music already for this moment?
Oh, we gotta like that up in here.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hear nothing, but I'll do it.
It's all right, go anytime you're ready.
Oh, yeah, you can do it for this. We're gonna listen to this.
Sit back, let my mind relax so I can make something that comes to me as I start walking down the street. Those subtle, smooth moves that you groove to, you see, I'm losing myself inside of you. Moving as I start to ride by you. You know my car is starting to move. Slap. Let me stop. Good God, girl, come talk to me. Let me holler at you. Let me be something new to you. Let me actually taste the things that you have. You know, your honeydew, your sweet milk, your things that you have, that heaven. You know, things that start from the ground up to the bosom that you have inside between your thighs. Girl, come give it to me. Let me be the things that you living to be. You see, because I am inside you one more time, because those thighs are keeping me warm the way I'm feeling. Oh my God, girl, keep me inside my arms. I hear you. I see you. I want to be next to you where it smiles at me. That onion when you peel it, it makes me cry, you see, because I can't think about nothing but those thighs next to me.
All right, all right.
Yeah, what's up with that, people? Y'all got that live and direct, all right? Can't get no better than that out here.
You know what? I mean, he was my driver today and stuff. I didn't know he was that talented and stuff. But let me tell you something. I do a little spoken word my damn self. And I guess when things go wrong, I have a poem to talk about it.
Wait a minute, you want some music, Rob? No,
I just say it like it
is.
He
live and direct. Let's do it that way.
Come on.
I'm in your head, beep. I'm in your head, beep. I'm in your head, beep. I'm in your head, beep.
Yeah, that works. That work all the time, alright?
Yeah, especially when, you know, you borrow some money from her. That'll keep you on, you know, her mind.
And that right there. Stupid. And you can drive for a long time.
There you go. And so, especially when you don't pay it back.
That's right.
Well, I want to thank you two brothers for doing a segment of ATAZP Live with me. All the stuff that y'all just said, we're going to flip it into a commercial because y'all did it just right. And that was a commercial when y'all introduced yourselves. So it's all good. Thank you, Rob Lee.
Oh, wait a minute. I got more things to say.
Go on, say something then, bro. You got about two more minutes before we
get
cut.
Well, let me tell you this. I want to bring it into the LNK
Cafe. Wait a minute,
hold up. No, we got to let him go ahead and do his thing. I got more time for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. LNK Cafeteria in Gainesville, Georgia. The best southern cuisine inside of Georgia. You don't believe me? Come taste it and find out for yourself. I'm trying to let you know. Collard greens, black eyed peas, you want it, we got it. Fresh off the grill every day. Every day. Gainesville, Georgia.
Get it, people. Get it. Get at it.
Well, I guess the only thing I have to say that you need some money to be able to afford that plate he's talking about. And what we're going to do is TDHNO.net is sponsoring our Empowerment Networking Summit. It's going to be held on June 18, 2005 at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Buckhead. This is really, you know, for anybody who's down for empowerment, if you have a business, like to network with individuals, if you like to start a business and need information on getting you started and things of that nature, come on and check us out. It's absolutely free. There will be a nice little meet and greet, a little brief program, no more than about 2 hours, and the rest of the evening, I think we'll be socializing. And that's my beeper, and that might be, you know.
That's money calling.
No, that's beeps. He done cussed enough. It's beeping him out.
Yeah.
His ass out. Beep.
She's in his head. Beep.
Or maybe she heard me.
What you say?
Beep.
Yeah, well, good. We didn't answer that. We'll call
the next song we got is Jay-Z. It's the Dance Hall Remix, Frontin'. On ATAZP, recorded soul.
Live.
Is that with Pharrell?
A remix from Kingston, Jamaica. Star Trek.
Up to the time.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Whoa. Every time your name was brought up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience. Like you was just another shorty, I put the naughty on. But truth be told, you threw me for a loop this hole. I'm too old to be frontin' what I'm feeling. Been selling, acting like you ain't appealing when you are. Something like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Jay-Z, Marshall, Cartel, and Pharrell, for real. Rockaweer, Apparel, for real. Girlfriend, your friends and you, full up a sex appeal. You have the best fur, extra feel. Kim, Karen, Nicole, or Steel. Come and love for you in time will reveal. Me gonna make you wear a ring like Shaquille O'Neal. Keep it real with me and I'll keep it real, you know.
Don't be fooled by my glitter and my fame, girl.
Never.
Cause it's you that I really wanna share my name.
Yeah.
My name. Yo, hey. A lot of girls come and go with the hype, but
you,
to me you mean more than just one night.
One night.
Yo.
Forever.
One night.
One night.
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing love. I was just starting. You know I want to stay. I'm ready to bet it all. Unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you.
Need
you. You should stop Sunday.
Listen, are you here? Wedding bells in my ear. Reception in Spain, honeymoon in Zaire. Me need you to breathe by the end of this year. If you girl for me, write my word for me. This isn't comedy like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Serious when me tell you some love and me care. And if you're willing for share, double king size bed there with the linen to tear.
Don't be fooled by my glitter and my fame, girl. Cause it's you that I really wanna share my name.
Yeah.
My name. Yo, hey. A lot of girls come and go with the hype, but to me, you mean more than just one night.
Forever,
yo.
Forever, forever.
One night.
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing on.
But you,
I was just starting. You know I want to stay.
Right away.
Ready to bet it on.
thing I need you, mama.
Mama,
I did a really dumb thing to bring you drama. I was just fronting with all the glamour. Rock a real shantan, don't think about now.
No.
I'm the real dog, are you me or not? Are you a make me think to call the wedding planner? And even if you see me with Donna, just remember there is no other.
Wow!
Don't be fooled by my glitter and my fame, girl.
Never.
Cause it's you that I really wanna share my name. Yeah, my name. Yo, hey, a lot of girls come and go with the hype, but
you,
to me, you mean more than just one night, yo. One night.
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off.
I was just talking. You probably think I'm drunk, but I'm just being blunt. You know we don't play no stunts. I really never mean to stunt. I know you probably feel I'm drunk, but I'm just being blunt.
Believe me,
you know we don't play no stunts.
I need you in my life.
Definitely going to enlighten someone's
Pete! Go on, little Taz, explain to us.
Okay, I've got a couple of subjects that I need you all to give me some comments on. I was just running through the current events, letting everybody know that you do know what's going on in the world. So I'm going to give you guys, I'd say maybe a minute to talk back and forth, if that long, about the subjects that I've had. How do you feel about that?
It's all good. It's all good. This is almost like that sports TV show
yeah.
where you just throw up subjects and we just discuss how we feel.
Yeah.
So this is how we feel. DJ Stroke is not a competition because I'm beating you
three.
Three.
I ain't really counting that last one.
The last one, the judges went back and I... The judges went back and we listened to the question. And you actually said the right word. I mean, you didn't say the right word, but you said the meaning of the right word. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
So, the score is 2-1. DJ Stroke
finally
won the last
one. I'm on the board.
Won the last one because of a default. Beep! And I kept listening to it going, man, he got that. And I cheated him so swiftly.
It was a sharp blade.
So it's 2-1, but this is just discussion
right.
between.
Nah, this is real. This is real.
Okay, you guys. What do you guys think about the Runaway Bride?
Runaway Bride. She should be
burned
at the stake. Burned at the stake.
No, really. I mean, she needs to be put. She needs to be put in place. Really, legally, and she needs to be put in place publicly.
But dude still want to marry her.
Well, that's his fault.
He need to be burned at the stake. Burned at the stake.
I mean, they need to be both burned at the stake together publicly, and then they need to be. Well, I think he has something to do with it also. I really do. I think I don't think.
What you mean?
Somebody,
he
I know.
Said just run away.
No, I think that it was all planned.
You timing us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I think it was a planned discussion for this to happen so that they can get the attention and also if they can get anything. You know, financially out of
it. You think this was a farce?
Oh, man, I believe it.
Burn them both at the stake. Both at the stake.
All day.
Beep. Time's
okay.
up.
Okay.
Okay, man on the crane.
Burn him at the stake. Burn him at the stake.
You know, how can
everybody get burned at the stake?
I'm looking at something like that, and I'm just really closing out on what actually happened because
I think he just was trying like my boy at the gym. He's from Florida. He said Florida does shut down the state. We know how to shut down the state. Shut down the road. Got everybody looking at us on TV. The Florida boys. Florida boys.
They're crazy.
He had me rolling talking about the Florida boys to shut down the state.
But can you believe this, man? I mean, he's up there. How many hours was it? Was it 30, 40, what was 45 hours? And then 46. He gets shot too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's in the hospital right now.
Okay,
I thought he got tased.
He got tased.
He got tased. Okay, I didn't know which
he's
one
got
it was.
T-A-Z'd?
Well, he's feeling
no,
it.
No, because then he would have been burned at the stake, right?
It burned at the stake.
There you go.
Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
One more thing. My boy said that they said they need to do his trial up there on the crane.
How does it feel to be
had the judge and the lawyer come up there, give him a sentence, and say, we declare that you die.
Yeah.
And then they go back down, and they have a marksman on the ground shoot him off, shoot his beep off of the crane. Go on.
Okay.
Okay. How about Laura Bush's trip to the Middle East?
That right there, I am so upset.
I don't know nothing about
I'm so upset about that. How much money, man? How much money can you be? Where the hell money can come from, bitch? How much money? And where did money come from? I'm so upset at this. I mean, for real, this is a disgrace. All this money, and then we're talking about money for. Then we're talking about all this money for Social Security. This man gave billions of dollars away.
For what? Somebody inform me. Go on, narrator. Somebody.
He wants to support these people for their country.
Who?
Bush.
Who
he wants to give $1 million. The Iraqi people.
Come on.
For what?
For just supporting them.
Just living.
They live in conditions. You know how you have a disaster? And then
he want to give them a
He wants
dollars?
To get, man, where the money coming from?
Bells, no.
Shoot him.
Bells.
Burn
him at the stake. Burn him at the stake.
Burn him.
All right. You mad because.
Oh, I'm hot. Because he didn't even give us money when we was over here fighting. He wouldn't even give us money to get all this equipment. He gonna give $1 billion to these people.
And he wouldn't even enhance the trust
really,
for the soldiers.
Oh, I'm hot.
You're really compassionate.
Oh, I'm hot. I'm hot.
Well, I'm hot right along with you because I didn't know anything.
Turn the air conditioner up.
Yeah. Beep. Beep.
Okay.
Now, this is a good one. Do you all know about Chappelle Corby? She's the Australian citizen that got 20 years, sentenced to 20 years in prison for having marijuana.
But I thought it was legal over there.
Yeah, they're charging her. They're saying, like, she was importing it and bringing it, like, into the country.
But they do that all the time. They do that from over now.
They gave her 20 years. 20
Whoa,
years.
Whoa. That's not fair.
No, she's in, I can't remember the
unless
name.
Unless she came in the States.
She's an Australian country.
Did she come from the States?
No, she came from Australia.
No, I'm saying where did she import it from?
Oh no, it's some little country.
Well, see, the thing is,
where's
I think
she from?
She's
from
Australia.
She's from Australia.
Yeah.
She's not
so
from
Australia. Gave her 20 years.
That's
no,
not,
the
no,
country
where she
they
got
they wouldn't
it
let
from
her come home. They just were inspecting her luggage
how much
at the airport.
It had to be
no.
Meat.
No, she didn't. That's why everybody's appalled.
How much she had?
She had, like, personal, like,
oh,
no, you know,
that's not right.
Just a couple
four
of joints.
Ounces.
20 years?
Just a couple of joints.
20 years?
Yes.
That's like going to South Carolina and saying you get life.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with
you. And
you
remember the man that stole the TV and got life? He just got out.
Yeah, he just
you
got
know,
out after
just
20
got out
years.
After 20 years.
23 years.
For television.
A black and white television.
Where at?
People that did.
That was 20 years ago.
Where at?
He stole in South Carolina.
In South Carolina.
Oh, man.
He stole a television.
Burn South Carolina.
Yeah.
Burn him to the stake. Burn him to the stake.
I believe it.
Beep.
Everybody's been burnt tonight.
They got
okay,
passed.
Let's get to a few happier notes.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about the camera traffic lights?
I don't like
happy. That's not happy.
That right there is just watching
happier,
and controlling your actions. They will create a system once they watch. Yes, that is it.
It's not bothering me, you know.
It is the big brother. It is the big brother. But also, it's been alive probably already about, what, 10, 15 years already.
This has been going on in Germany forever.
But see, it was created over there. It was created over there.
I was in Germany.
It's changed.
The first time I was in Germany, right?
Uh-huh.
I see the car going through the light late. And it was nighttime. And the whole street lit up. I said, okay. Like snapshots. I'm looking for people.
Paparazzi.
I'm looking for people. I don't see no people.
Paparazzi. Russian mafia.
They told me all the cameras on top of all the lights.
Yeah.
And it was a big intersection. It was four corners. And when that dude rode through there by himself.
They got that over in Bahrain.
Like, pop up. Pop up. Pop up.
They got it in Iraq,
from every different direction. Lights came on. The street lit up. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I was rubbing my eyes because I seen all dots. You know how the light gets you when it flashes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what in the heck? I mean,
Cobb County got it. Cobb County doing it. DeKalb County is going to be important. Not important. They're going to be implementing it, excuse me, and within the next 5 years.
Beep, beep. Time's up. Okay. Now, we all know who Danica Patrick is, don't we?
I heard that.
Female NASCAR racer.
She did.
If she could have got out of that, she came in fourth. But it was one pit stop. She was in the lead before one pit stop jacked her up.
She was in the lead with four laps to go.
And I say conspiracy in the pit crew.
Well, I mean, it could happen.
She's a rookie too.
I mean, she proved that she can do it, but it was a big plan, I think, from what you know.
Well,
Lil
earlier
Cass
this
saying.
Week they were saying she had the fastest time because she only weighed 120.
But that's what I'm saying.
And the
conspiracy,
guys weighed 200.
That's what I'm saying. The pit stop conspiracy,
which
was definitely a plan.
Which
the plan to keep her from being the first woman to do something like that when the men are supposed to be, you know, running
it.
Yeah, supposed to be running it.
Boop.
Make her earn it this time.
Beep.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. How about Oliver Stone facing drug charges?
Burn him at the stake.
Burn him at the stake.
I'm tired of seeing our high officials walk by.
Well, he ain't no high official. You mean
he high enough to look at me and say, who are you?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm tired of them trying to think they can get away with everything because
famous
of their stardom.
That's what I'm talking about.
The celebrity.
Burn him at the stake.
Okay, we can just drop that one right there. Burn him at the stake.
There's
okay.
A lot of people get burned.
The theme of the day is burn him at the stake. Okay, how about the boxer Ruben Contreras having a seizure after the fight? He's the Mexican flyweight, just in case you didn't know.
Whoa.
When did that happen?
Whoa.
It's been about a week, maybe.
I didn't
he
hear
that.
He had
a seizure?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Is he in a coma?
He's in the hospital, yes.
He lost?
Huh?
He had to lose. He got he got knocked out deep out. Talking about woo! I got a topic for you. You put that on the headline.
Alrighty. Okay.
Oh.
Time. Beep.
Okay.
How about LA's first Latino mayor?
You know what? It's going to get a lot of high people over there.
Marijuana going to be legal there.
Yeah, real soon.
For sure.
They're coming in from Mexico heavy now.
Hey, look. That girl in Australia should have been living there.
She probably was the one that set everything out while behind got locked.
I'm moving back to L.A. where it's going to be right. And I can move my product very dainty-fied.
Okay. Beep. Tupac Shakur's mom opening an art center.
Well, that art center been sitting there for years, so it's about time. Golfers clap. It's about time. Shit, I was looking at it the other day. Tupac. Tupac's building. 80 B's.
It's still got dirt all around. It's still,
I mean, that's it.
It ain't been cleaned up.
Ain't nobody
been,
trying to do no art.
It ain't been cleaned up.
Nigga, it's about a
beep.
It's about time.
Is it BP time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time.
Anyway.
What do you think about the mom that was indicted for hiring a stripper for her 16-year-old son?
I love it.
I love it. Golf I love it.
Yep. Yep.
Golf
yep. Yep.
Don't burn her at the stake.
Nah, bring her to my house so my boys can say, Dad, that's a cool idea.
Matter of fact, bring a steak to my house so I can watch her. And burn it.
I like that idea.
Burn the steak so I can eat it. So I can watch her.
Okay.
Well, what happened to that?
It's pending.
Oh,
it's
wow.
in Nashville, Tennessee, and she's in the South, so we're going to leave it at that. And,
but she
brought the stripper to her home. But she brought the stripper, came to her house and her home, and it was for her son.
But, that's legal because their age is 14.
He was under parental guidance.
Right.
That's right.
But they're saying, saying that, what she did was against their rules. That's what they're saying. And she's saying, where do you get off trying to tell me how to raise my son in my house when,
used her money.
Yeah, and the
stripper
came to her house, and it was her son inside of
and
her.
And that's a legal business.
So somebody's, this is going to change a whole lot of thought about that.
In Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. How about, does anybody know Dan Freeman?
Heard the name.
He's the retired computer consultant that is on a quest to visit 1,000 bars in a year.
No, that's the wrong one I know.
1,000 bars.
1,000 bars and how many?
To do what?
In 1 year.
To do what?
To drink. To visit 1,000 bars in a year.
To drink.
And
you know what?
There's only 365 days in a year.
My question is, why is he in the news?
They doing that right now.
1,000 bars. Traveling
from
state to state.
I did that in 89.
In 1 year.
In 1 year. What are you talking about?
Why didn't you call Guinness?
Because I drink with the vibe. I almost said it. Yeah, I can't. It's my website. It ain't about you. I'm going to say it one more time. It ain't about you. I'm in your head. Beep.
You are too much. We need to Taz you.
Yeah, you need to Taz me right on the TAZ.
Okay, next. What do you think about the Illinois lawmakers' vote to ban video games?
No, I think that right there is wrong.
What kind of video games?
They talk about sexual and violent ones.
They're thinking about raiding the video games and then banning the ones.
They have to ban all porno out of that state. They can't ban no video game because a video game is nothing more than a cartoon. I mean, they got to ban the real hardcore stuff before they ban that.
They got to ban porno. They got to ban
the magazines.
The magazines, Hustler and Playboy can't come to that state.
That's right.
Everything that's X-rated can't
come. That's right.
In.
They can't. And then they got to ban everything that comes online.
Then music too.
Yeah.
They ain't going to be able to ban everything.
FAA
is not going for that.
Yeah, video.
They ain't going to be able to ban all that.
No, FAA is not going to go. That's too deep.
Yeah.
That's too deep.
Burn him at the stake.
No, they're going to say burn him at his house.
Alrighty.
That's going to happen. They're going to take that a little deep.
Here's one I got for you guys. It's pretty deep. This has been going on for a little while. And they're doing studies, et cetera, et cetera.
I hope I don't sound dumb and don't know this.
Do lie detectors lie?
No.
Okay, well.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
There's data to support both sides. They've got a couple of people. I just want to give you the background real quick. They've got a couple of people that have continuously beat the lie detector, given by several different people, several different environments. They three tests studied that no matter what they did, they beat it because it just basically detects physiological responses to certain questions, and there's certain people who can beat it.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine.
The reason why that's happened is because they know, and when NSA interviews you, if you came in for an interview, you don't know what the standard is. You don't know what they're looking for. They tell you certain things that they will look for, but they don't tell you what they're looking for. So someone who studied the test, they're being tested just to see if it works. So these people are so intelligent. They know how to keep their their breathing from down here, to keep their fingers from jumping. They knew how to keep their eyes.
Yeah, but these weren't professionals.
Oh, these are not professionals?
No, they did a random sampling of these people, and that's why the whole thing is hitting back to the front page.
I think it's a farce, because I almost failed one when he asked me about drugs. Have I done any drugs? And y'all know I ain't did nothing. And he said, have you done any drugs like marijuana? And I said, no. And then he said, I have to ask you again because the machine's saying a different answer. Then he asked me again. I said no, and then I guess it registered the right way when I was going for a security job downtown.
Mm-hmm. Next question.
Because you let Sean go on a ramble for 8 minutes.
No, I didn't, because I cut some of the other questions shorter. Don't start. Okay. Does anybody know Nathan Cornelius?
The monkey on Planet of the Apes.
No.
Nathan Cornelius.
He's a 13-year-old that won the Geographic Bee. He won the National Geographic
Bee
contest.
That's a young little black boy. I remember him.
He's a white boy.
No, there's a black boy that won one, too.
I know, but he didn't win the national one.
Oh, okay.
I know who you're talking about. No, Nathan won the National Geographic Bee.
Oh, no, I don't know him.
You think about the monkey on Planet of the Apes.
You're wrong.
Okay.
You're wrong for that. I am not online right now.
You are not loud.
Son of your recorder.
And that was it, guys.
Thank you, Little
T-A-Z. Yes, T-A-Z. That was nice.
Little T-A-Z.
Yes, Little T. Hey, I'm not getting involved with y'all.
Next on Recorded Live, A-T-A-Z-P, we playing that new Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie got a new CD, and the name of this song is Talking About It. Talking About. On A-T-A-Z-P, Recorded
Live.
Come on.
Girl Kel the Music, aka Diva, and I'm chilling with my boy Taz on ATAZP Blog Talk Radio.